Are you into books and movies? Do you want to hear what's on at your local library? Then get between the covers with Rowan Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries every third Wednesday of each month from 3 p.m. It's 1 hour of action-packed thriller from start to finish, only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
It's time for Between the Covers with Rowan Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries, and she's on the blower, so to speak, all the way from her home down southern Victoria, enjoying the views and the wildlife down there. So, hello, Rowan.
Hello from Coronella. And this is fabulous to be able to talk to you all the way from Coronella. And people are going to say, where's Coronella? So Coronella faces, it's the point that you catch the ferry to French Island. And I live right on the cliff edge of the point. And so I can look out to, on one side of me, I call it the three-sided island being a point. One side of me, I can see San Remo Bridge. And on the other side, I can see French Island. So that's where I am.
That's fantastic. Sounds like a bit of paradise.
It is. It is. But here I am in isolation. So to me, it's the best bit of paradise you can be in isolation with. But I do miss sharing all my lovely books and someone to talk to about all the books I'm reading while I'm in isolation. So it's great for the opportunity that we can do this.
So you went home from the library with a bootload full of books, did you?
For the... Oh, yes. They're the missing books. They're waiting to come back. They're in Rowan's boot.
Fantastic. And a lot of people think, oh, you go down the beach and you take a blockbuster with you. And you actually have, haven't you?
I have. I sure have. So I've got lots to talk about. So there's been lots of changes happening to ERL.
Yeah.
So, which I really want to talk to. So, should we start straight away? Will we get going with it? Or
okay. I mean, with the lockdown, the libraries are closed for people entering, but they're still open for business.
They are, and we were doing a fantastic job with the stages, and we were still open for business, and we had a service we were doing called Click and Collect, so people could get online, click what they wanted for holds, and then we would bag it up and we would put it outside the library doors at a time that they would be going past so they could pick up their holds. Unfortunately, as the restrictions got further on, we could no longer do that. But now we have got click from home delivery. So
really?
This is
deliveries.
Amazing. And you can thank our wonderful CEO, Joseph, who has managed to do a fantastic deal with Australia Post, who is helping us with this provision for our members. So what happens is you can get online and click for everything you want then that you need for your family. So it'll be 1 month's boxed delivery of books to your door from the library, but it'll only be 1 month and one delivery. So whatever your families want and whatever the other kids in the family, everybody gets, you get a box. I think it's 15 items. I do have a list. There's 15 items and then there's some DVDs and CDs. When they go through, they'll tell you how many you're allowed in the box. So, and we will hold your holds until all your holds come in for the month because you only get one sent out.
Yep.
And then you drop it back when you can.
So it's a bit like Uber books.
It is. It is exactly like Uber. So it's click from delivery, say, and you will get the delivery box directly to your doorstep, thanks to Australia Post. So Joseph, our wonderful CEO, has pulled that off, and it's a wonderful service. And I don't know that I've heard any other library services doing this.
No.
So I think it's absolutely brilliant because before, when you had to come and pick up your holds in plastic bags and we had to put them outside the door, we were encouraging people to leave the home. So that's why when you were not allowed to leave the home, we had to quickly come up with another innovative idea. And here we go. They did this beautiful idea, and it's really, really taking off. So Tuesday, over the Easter weekend, we sent out some voice audio and media about it.
Yep.
And Tuesday morning at the library, my goodness me, did the requests start coming in for holds on books. And that's what we want to see. We want to see the borrowing still happening, that you still stay connected to your libraries, and what a wonderful opportunity in isolation to have it delivered to your door. If only that could keep going.
And there's the deliveries in the whole of the Yarra Valley area, or
It's on our three regions, so that's Knox, Murunda, and Yarra Ranges. Mm. So the three regions will be looked after. So I'm sure all the other regions are quite jealous of our lovely service we've got happening. So now I wanted to talk to you about other things that we've got going in offering our members online. Everything we've got now, because we have no outside programs happening that we can offer you, but we are doing some fantastic stuff online. And one of the things I wanted to talk about too is not just the delivery online, which you're just going to absolutely love, and that you can keep borrowing and reserve your items, but you can do it on the phone or do it online. There's somebody in the buildings. There is somebody in the buildings. There's two of us in Healesville building. We are working half staff, but there's someone there to take phone calls if you weren't used to doing it online, and we can take your orders on the telephone too. So don't stop there. That is if that's what you normally did. And one of our staff will also be there to talk you through to download the apps. And we really, really, really need you to start using the apps. And so I wanted to talk to you about all the different apps. Now, one of the ones with all these kids at home that is absolutely brilliant, and they shouldn't be scared to go online, open up our homepage. And when you open up our homepage,
which is yourlibrary.com.au, is that right?
That's it, yourlibrary.com.au. All our apps jump up straight away. So can you see them so you can follow with me what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners can see them.
So the first one you're going to see is Libby. So Libby, it's a little girl winking at you, has access to our biggest e-book collection. That's the biggest there is in Overdrive. There's more than 60,000 titles available for adults and kids.
Yep.
So that's all the books that are now digitized. So, and it's just enormous. And during this pandemic, a lot of these people who we have partnerships with have lifted any restrictions they had on the borrowings and the amounts of borrowings. So at the moment, it's all for free. So there's no restrictions with the libraries. We're allowed to offer it as much as we can. So that's called Libby. So they've got to download that. And just in a couple of conversations, talking to people yesterday who were placing holes, I said, did you know we also have that in our digital book? No, because a lot of the copies that they're waiting for are available either in an audio book or in a digitized book. And when you first time ever, they didn't even realize that they could download it themselves. So if you've got an iPad or a Kobo, the reader's thing. The iPad I find fantastic. I download them to my iPad. So that's Libby. Then we have BorrowBox. Now that's for your talking books. The next app is BorrowBox. It's a little green box with like a little message sign on it. And that is all our audio books, all our talking books. So if you enjoy audio books, then you are absolutely going to love the amount of choice and genres you've got in BorrowBox. And now the big one, which I think is absolutely brilliant, is Storybox.
All right.
So Storybox is enjoying story time in the comfort of your own home with Storybox. Watch Australian stories read by awesome storytellers on your computer, tablet or smartphone in your own home. So I'm just going to show you, just for instance, at the moment. So most of all the books on Storybox are Australian authors, Australian books.
Yep.
And you'll find all your play school, Nonnie Hazelhurst, all the different people coming on and reading the stories, all the iconic Australian people you think see on television that you're used to. Storybox is like you've just turned on the telly and they're giving you. But I wanted to say with Anzac Day coming up, there's the most incredible range of Anzac books that are available on Storybox.
Yeah.
And this one called The Happiness Box. And it's been read by Tony Wilson. And it's written by Mark Green. But it's been read by Mark Wilson. And it's absolutely brilliant. So have you heard about The Happiness Box? So
no.
The Happiness Box was written by soldiers who were in captivity.
Yeah.
During the war. And they were separated from the women and children and the soldiers, and they knew they were over in the other camp. And as a way, as a Christmas present with Christmas coming, what they did was they put together lots of stories and gifts and all sorts of things, and they made up their own stories of happy times. They made little gifts and they put it all in this box and then sneaked it over to the other side of the camp for the children for Christmas. And this is a book read to you by Tony Wilson about our Anzacs and what they did. The Happiness Box is actually on exhibition at the State Library in New South Wales, but they can see it on Storybox. They actually go and visit so you can see the real thing, and then you can listen to the stories. But they're the most wonderful collection of stories, and as I said, they're all Australian stories written, and they're all Australian readers and Australian authors reading the stories to the children. So that's Storybox. There are three huge apps that they really need to start using in this pandemic, and you'd be surprised. And of course your favorite one,
Canopy.
So we talked about talking books, we've talked about books, we've talked about story times, and what's the one last thing we've got to talk about is
movies.
And I know that it's one of your favorite ones is Canopy, and Canopy is our live streaming of movies, and I call it our library's nerdy Netflix collection. And it's not, is it though? It's actually got a lot of
fantastic
of Yeah. It is fantastic. So again, when you're looking for the app to download, it's a black box with the letter K on it, and that will give you access to an incredible genre of movies, documentaries, filmage, what else?
Well, I'll go into that after this track, and we'll talk
about some movies.
Well, so much to talk about. Anyway, the track coming up by Steve Black, he's an Australian who's living in China. And this is his latest relief, Left Ring in the Jar. Okay.
Me a paycheck and it wasn't worth its worth, and I figured I don't need this life, so I packed up my bag, took a look around, wrote out a note leaving it for my wife. Darling, time to roll, I've grown to love you no more, best you find another man, I've got just one life to explore. Yeah, I dug the good times, but you know that's long ago. Now we just don't rhyme, and woman, it's time for me to. I left you the house, I left you the car, all the booties in the bank, and I left the ring in the jar. And I left you the house, and I left you the car, and there ain't no debts, but baby, I'm sorry about the scars. Spies, but don't you count on me coming back, just to let you know I got hard, I left enough food for the cat. And I know, baby, this may not be the best way to say goodbye, but if you check the fridge, you'll see your favorite sandwiches on rye. So I left you the house, I left you the car, all the booties in the bank, and I left the ring in the jar. And I left you the house, and I left you the car. There ain't no risk, baby, I'm sorry about the scar. We'll be right back.
This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The program is Between the Covers with Roanne Grinstead from Eastern Regional Libraries, who's swanning about on Coronella Beach, reading books in the sunshine and making us all jealous.
It's a lovely isolation place. It really, really is. It's quite magical.
The stuff you went through before, all the different apps and that the library's offering that are available at yourlibrary.com.au, absolutely fantastic. E-books with Libby, the app, talking books with BorrowBox, live read books from authors with StoryBox, the happiness box about the Anzac gifts, and of course Canopy. So I reckon the amount of things Eastern Regional Libraries is offering now seems to be growing enormously due to this lockdown.
Yes. It is, and something else that I forgot to tell when we were talking about Storybox is that we are streaming live to our members our normal story times every day at 11 o'clock on our Facebook site if you go to Eastern Regional Libraries, and we are live streaming story times. So,
and you're one of the story readers, is that right?
I was one. I haven't done one since before after Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, I did one just before Easter. I did an Australian theme, and we learnt some Australian songs, and I read one of the Australian nominated books that is on Storybox, being read to you by Noni Hazelhurst, the iconic storyteller. And, yes, but so now we were talking about movies on our Canopy.
Yeah, Canopy is my favourite app, but I'm sure the little icon on my iPad's wearing away from me constantly poking it.
Do you hit the limit every month? Because you do have a limit on it, don't you, with the movies?
Yeah, there is a limit, but I haven't reached it. I don't have that much spare time.
No. And I was going to say, during the pandemic, the limits have been lifted on a lot of these apps. I'm not sure of the exact limits, but a lot of them have been lifted during this time, because that's what we're really hoping, that people get addicted and enjoy using all our apps and they won't stop using them. So, now, I haven't had a chance because I've been too busy reading a very, very thick book, which we'll talk about after. But you've watched some movies lately on Canopy?
I have, and typical me, I haven't gone for the sort of drama or love movies. I've gone for more documentary styles.
Yeah, you like to know the evil doings of evil people.
yeah. Speaking of that, I watched The World According to Amazon, which is all about the company started by Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. And the way it's grown from him running out of his garage and posting out 20 parcels a day to, you know.
And he was doing what with libraries. He was sending out books.
Yeah, he started with books.
That's how he started. And he even then took all the contracts from libraries and to supply all their books for them. And that's really where he got started. Mm. And trust the libraries to give them a foothold.
Except Eastern Regional, they were holding.
No, we never did.
No,
we never went with Amazon.
All the rebels.
No, we never ever did.
But yeah, he started in that. He branched out in so many different fields. Amazon control
the
distribution of so many different types of products nowadays. Yeah. And they showed me a map of one of the cities in America they have offices in, and they hold 20% of the land real estate in that city. They have so many buildings doing so many things.
Wow. I've seen photographs of the workshops of where they're working, and they really are. They're just mass productions of human beings just going in and working around the clock. And for very, I don't know, do they discuss the workers and the ethics?
If you watch the movie, it does go into that. It talks, some of the workers are on there talking. They showed pictures of different workers at different Amazon places around the world going on strike for high wages and things like that. But it delves into a lot more of what Amazon does besides, say, distribution. They're into storage of data. So, you know, they run a lot of the cloud, as we call it. And that brings in 60% of their profit. They have so much happening there that people don't really know about, you know. It's a huge conglomerate.
They'll start another planet to take over and store it all.
Yeah, they'll have to have a planet Amazon, I think.
I like that, Planet Amazon.
With all the drone workers.
It's a very scary sort of character.
Because his philosophy is... business shouldn't have any rules put on it by government. His philosophy is no rules, no limits, no government. It's just commercial enterprise. Dog eats dog, and the strongest survives.
Oh, we'll see how long that survives in this world when no one can go outside and spend.
Yeah.
This might be affecting him big time.
So, yeah, The World According to Amazon, it's there on Canopy. It's very interesting.
I'm going to watch that one because I'm going to find that very interesting. I definitely will tune in to see how big he's got now. And it'll be interesting for them to come back and revisit him after the pandemic in America and see where he's standing at then. Mm. And he hasn't got all those human beings to work for next to nothing for him in his own.
He's just waiting for robots to be invented, don't worry.
And what was the other one you watched?
The second one I'm finding absolutely fascinating, and I would recommend anybody to watch this, no matter your age or whether you're online or not, because it affects so many people, especially teenagers. So just about everybody knows teenagers in their family, whether they're their own kids or grandkids, or whether you're a teenager yourself, dear listener. And the program is called Social Animals, and it's about Instagram.
And Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the majority of Instagram users, they fall into two categories. One is photographers like myself who want to present their wares. But the other...
I'm on Instagram. What do I fall into?
You're the next one. Young people.
Oh, I'm not young. I'm young. That's great.
No, by far the biggest category of users of Instagram and other social media platforms like that are young people and teenagers in particular.
Yeah.
And the effect it's having on them, because so many of them end up trying to find their validation for themselves through likes and followers to their posts.
So what makes it different from Facebook, for those that don't know?
Okay, Instagram is it's far more visual. It's all about pictures, whereas social media can Facebook can be about the written word or activities you're doing or groups. Lots of groups on Facebook. Instagram is, you know, you're there on your own. You have an account. You post up pictures of yourself or things you like. And the trap is, especially with younger people, trying to present their life in such a perfect way. You know, my life is perfect. Yeah. I'm, you know...
There's no faults happening in it and everybody loves me.
Yeah, yeah. So they go out of their way to present their life in a way that is more than it actually is.
Superficial.
Yeah.
Which creates a form of narcissism.
It does, it does. And what's more, because Instagram is open for other people to see... The problems it can create, especially in the teenage years, because teenagers are a sort of tribal group animals and they like to be liked. Yeah, they like to be part of a team or crew or whatever.
They want everyone to like them. Yeah. So if everyone likes them, it would affect them.
And when it doesn't go right, when it goes wrong and rumours start spreading about them or something, the it turns into savagery. It's like Animal Farm. It is. Teenagers can be really vicious online, and the effect that has. If you watch Social Animals, you'll be absolutely stunned about what happens with teenagers who go online.
I'm going to watch it. Oh, and I'm really fascinated now. I'm very, very fascinated. So they have to then learn to have secret personas.
It follows the story of. A number of teenagers who use Instagram. Some of them are the typical teenage girls who want to present their life as being, you know, this
perfect
world and try to get likes and validate themselves. But it also follows more my line, except with young photographers and the way they present their photos and sometimes do things illegally to get amazing photos and lots of followers and the repercussions that has. And it's a stunning story. Absolutely stunning.
Fascinating. And that was called Social Animals.
Yeah.
So there you go. Two from completely different genres. Hmm. Fascinating stuff. And as we said, there's lots of other things too. And there's the popular movies and Australian movies. And now I'm sure everybody listening to our conversation will want to download Canopy through their Eastern Regional Library site.
Yep.
And I'm sure that we'll share some more. I'm going to definitely be watching those. So I've got plenty of time on my hands at the moment in isolation, so I will definitely be watching those too.
Yep, and that's just a drop in the bucket or the ocean compared to all the other movies that are on Canopy and all the different genres. It's
incredible. Popular documentaries, Oscar winners, Italian movies, French movies, Australian movies. Now, we've talked about movies. Yep. Last thing, we haven't talked about books. So I've just got a couple of the most popular books to go through. And actually, I've got one of the most popular books that's at the moment on is Hilary Mantel's The Mirror and the Light, which is the conclusion. And as you can see, but I know our viewers can't see.
As big as three bricks.
It is. It's like three Bibles put together. It's actually, I think it's 900 and something pages long, but it's brilliant. It's the last of the trilogy of the life of Thomas Cromwell.
Yeah.
And it starts with the beheading of Anne Boleyn, and it's quite bloodthirsty from there on. And you do need to put it down and come up for air, because it's breathtakingly savage. It's very savage. It's King Henry VIII and the Tudor house and the savagery of the Tudor house. So that is Hilary Mantel's The Mirror and the Light.
Nowadays we just have to put up with some wackos in the palace over there in England. Not bloodthirsty killers, you know.
Well, see, they got all very civilized and got a lawyer for divorce, whereas you know, back then, who wanted to waste time with lawyers or bishops or anything else? It was just behead them.
Get the axe man.
So I'll just have a. I took notes of. I'm just going to find them. And the most popular books at the moment online and on, so that was one. The other one is The Strangers We Know. This is by Pip Drysdale, who her last book was also a bestseller. But this one, I have to tell you a little bit about it. So The Strangers We Know, imagine seeing your loving husband on a dating app. Now imagine that's the
what
best.
Are you doing on a dating app?
Now imagine that's the best thing that happens to you all week. When Charlie sees a man who is the spitting image of her husband, Olivia Oliver, on a dating app, her heart stops. Her first desperate instinct is to tell herself she must be mistaken. After all, she only caught a glimpse from a distance as her friends laughingly swiped through the men on offer. But no matter how much she tries to push her fears aside, she can't let go because she took that photo on their honeymoon. Suddenly, other signs of betrayal start to add up, and so Charlie does the only thing she can think of to defend her position. She signs up to the app to catch Oliver in the act, but Charlie soon discovers that infidelity is the least of her problems. Nothing is as it seems, and nobody is who you think they are. Sounds a bit like the social elements from Instagram. This is what they grow up and become. No one is who you think they are.
That's it. Burn your phones. Close your accounts. Social media is bad for you.
And now another fun one. So I've given you a gory and I've given you a sitting on the edge of the thriller. And now something's quite funny and it's quite hysterical. It's called 30,000 Bottles of Wine and a Pig Called Helga.
Okay.
30,000 bottles of wine and a pig called Helga. So once I was the poster boy for corporate success, but now I'm crashing through the bush in a storm in searching of a missing pig. How the hell did we end up here? Todd and Jeff have had enough of the city. Sick of the daily grind and a workaday corporate shenanigans, they throw caution to the wind. They buy 100 acres in the renowned Hunter Valley wine region, intent on living a golden bucolic life, building a fabulous B&B where they can offer the joys of a country life to a hearty, weary souls. Todd will cook and Jeff will renovate. They have a vineyard, they can make wine, they have space, they can grow their own food, they have everything they need to make their dreams come true. How hard can it be?
How hard can it be?
It's actually hilarious. It's a really, really funny book. So that's a 30,000 bottles of wine and a pig called Helga. So that's it. That's all I've got for you.
Well, that's quite a range. At least one of those books will keep you busy for weeks.
Well, that one will take me through the end of the pandemic. I'm absolutely sure of that. But I've got a whole lot of movies now to watch on Canopy, thanks to you. So I'm definitely going to watch Social Animals and Amazon. What was it called, the Amazon again?
The World According to Amazon.
The World According to Amazon, two fascinating subjects. So that's lots and lots of exciting things still happening behind those walls in ERL. We've now got the click and delivery to your home box.
Yep.
One box a month for the books. And that was my main thing to tell you. We've got story time still happening online on our Facebook live streaming at 11 o'clock every day. And we're still there and all our wonderful apps. And if you want to ring us, there's a couple of us behind those walls. We will answer the phones and help you download those apps or place your holds. Please call us and stay connected to the libraries because we love you. We want to keep you all connected with us.
So the first point of call for our listeners, go to their website, yourlibrary.com.au. Download as many apps as you can handle and you're set for life. The pandemic will just disappear. You'll be in your own world.
Thank you so much, Greg, and thanks for giving us the time to keep us connected to our community. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No worries, Roanne. Good to hear from you again, and you'll be back next month with more. Hopefully you'll have finished the book and not lost your head by then.
Yes, because I need to read some other books to share with you. All right, then. Thanks, Greg.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ciao.